Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 8th meeting of AB 617 in the city of Shafter. Thank you for your time tonight. For the public, and especially the new members of the public, please make sure that you sign in. There's packets in the back. We've got another packed agenda. We're going to do a little bit more of a deeper dive on the emissions reduction program with both Jessicas, familiar faces that you've seen this last year. Just a little housekeeping. Bathrooms are just to the left. If you need, it's two-way translation. We have equipment over here. And please enjoy yourself to a little light dinner and some beverages. We hope the temperature is good. We ask that your phones are off. There's Wi-Fi, and that is Shafter with a capital S, 19 with an exclamation mark. Thanks, Cynthia. And I don't have to tell you, Cody and Cynthia are two able bodies who help make these proceedings on a monthly basis a success. Okay, so why don't we get into it? You're all familiar. Brian, why don't you want to come on up and give us an update?
Good evening. This is Brian Clements again. Good to see you. If you don't know me, I'm the Technical Services Program Manager here at the district, and I'll be giving a brief update on the website functionality as far as the emissions inventory goes. Last time I was here talking about the inventory, I gave some screenshots of the planned uses for the website. There were some static shots, there were some mock-ups, but now we have that actually live and up on the website, so I just wanted to show you that functionality. If you go to the Shafter AB 617 website, and when you're on that website, if you scroll down past the map that's been there for a while, there's a new section called Emission Sources and Sensitive Receptors right here, and it has the red box with the new tag. There's two different versions. There's an English and a Spanish. So if you click on one of them, it opens up a mapping tool. And this is what I want to show you, all the details that you can take a look at here. So you can zoom in and out to really whatever level you want. You can do that if you have by scrolling in with the mouse wheel or using the plus and minus buttons here. And what you'll see is different sources. And so there's a legend over here on the far right that says legend. There's also another icon, which is the layers list. So the functionality that there is, the layers list has the different layers, the different types of sources that we've been talking about. One of the layers is the stationary sources, which on this map are represented by the cylinders. And those cylinders represent the mass emissions that those facilities emit. So you can toggle them on and off, and you can toggle on and off different pollutants. So if you're interested in PM 2.5, for example, from our stationary sources, these are the buttons you would click. Those facilities are on the map, and then you can see the relative magnitude of those emissions compared to one another. You can minimize this layer list so that you can see more on the map. And then you can also, which I think is pretty cool, click this button here to navigate. And now what that does, instead of scrolling, if you move the mouse, it tilts it. So it tilts it left, right, up, and down. So you can see, what facilities, may be of interest to you based on emissions. And then, of course, you can zoom out to see the entire area. And it's just, meant to be informative. We want to hear feedback on this. Take a look, check it out. And then, it may spur on some questions that you may have about the data. And so we'd love to hear your feedback on on these different things. So if you go back to the layers list, then you can, if you're not interested in stationary sources, you can turn those off, and you can see other things such as on-road emissions or off-road emissions. So these on-road emissions are, so if you turn them off, all the colors go away on the streets. So on-road emissions are the emissions on the street. And same thing, it's not, so we're working on some functionality to make it three-dimensional. Right now, these are just two-dimensional on the map. We have, we're working through a couple licensing issues to make them three-dimensional so that you can get a better feel visually versus other types of sources. But for now, the magnitude of the emissions is represented with a line thickness. So for example, 99 over here on the right, the emissions are much more than, you know, on some of these surface streets. But if you click on any one of those areas or streets, it'll tell you the emissions, you know, in tons per year for that pollutant, for that air, zone. And you can do that with any of those areas. And by the way, you can do that with any of the stationary sources as well. If you click on those facilities, it'll give you a little pop-up of what those facilities are. So for example, if you click on any one of them, it tells you who it is and the emissions in tons per year for the pollutant. And then you can go back, if you're interested in different pollutant, you know, you toggle them on and off. And so same thing for the area-wide emissions. This gives the grids, the gridded view that we had showed a couple meetings ago. Again, we're working on some functionality to make this three-dimensional so that you can tell the relative magnitudes versus one another. But if you click on any one area, you'll be able to tell what it is as far as the emissions and then the tons per year. And then the in case you want to know exactly what some of the different colors and symbols represent, there's a legend on this far right, and it brings up this view. And so depending on what you have selected, it'll let you know what those things are. For example, I have the PM2.5 emission selected, which are the pink cylinders. Gives you a little scale. These different colors represent, in this example, the NOx emissions in these different areas. And then same thing, we have the on-road emissions selected. Like I said, it shows the line thickness represents how much emissions there is. And then as far as there is another layer for sensitive receptors, so if you click that, this shows the schools and the adult and care facilities and the hospitals. So those come up on the map so you can get a feel for where those are spatially versus any of the sources that may be of interest. And so don't forget, if you click over here, that changes it from sort of moving this around, like you have your hand on a piece of paper moving it around, versus if you click it, then it's just a rotating view. And so that's the website functionality. So we'd love to, again, open it up and hear feedback on what you think about the tool. If we can present the data in a different way that's a little more helpful, or or what you guys think about it. So I know we have a packed schedule today, but if there are any questions, I can see if I can handle those. Yeah.
Cody, go ahead. Thanks.
Okay, so can you put on that map stationary internal combustion engines, because there's nothing like that, showing where they are and their emissions?
Yeah, no, we don't have them broken down by equipment type on this map. This is just by facility totals.
But can you do that? The location and the emissions from every stationary industrial permitted engine.
We don't have that information readily at hand.
But the Air District, they're all permitted sources.
Yeah, Yeah, we have permits for, you know, many of the engines that you're talking about. We don't have all the locations, per se, as far as data driven in a database.
Okay, so you can't do it. What about JP Oil? It's not on there at all. Why is that still missing?
Yeah, JP Oil should be on the map. If it's not, we'll make sure it's in there.
Well, we mentioned this several weeks ago, and it's like it's not there, and it's one of the biggest polluters on South Shafter side.
It should be on there. If it's in there, it's on there. Yeah.
Can't find it.
Yeah. I'll follow up and make sure that it's in there.
So,
but last I looked, it was in there.
And you can't show us where the people are who are burning wood stoves in the wintertime, polluting the air?
No, we don't have the data that granular as far as residential fuel burning.
You can't show. Can you show historically where the fields are that have had open burning in the last couple of years? Just as an indication of where it's going to keep on happening?
We do have permits for all that information. I'm not sure if that data is readily available.
We've asked for a lot of this information, and we're just being ignored. Couple months ago, we asked a lot of specific inventory information. This is just stuff that you got on file, you know, which we could have read already in a big list, which we have seen. It's not very useful. The area-wide stuff is not nearly specific enough to what's, if there is an area of more emissions, what's causing it. We just need a lot more detail kind of stuff is going to be useful.
Yeah, we do have data by category, so we can take a look at breaking down, you know, have more layers as far as if you pick one of those area source categories, breaking it down into subcategories. I believe we do have that data. Maybe ARB, correct me if I'm wrong on that.
That's it, Tom?
Yeah. Two questions. One, what do you happen to know what the date of this data is? Or is it just sample data that we shouldn't worry about?
It depends on what it is.
The PM2.5. I just saw the tallest silo is a facility that's closed, for example.
That's the latest data that we've collected, 2017.
Okay, so it's 3 years. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then I just wanted to point out that for folks that in the committee especially that don't have access to a computer or internet, the Learning Center just a block up has a public computer lab. So if they don't have a way to browse this data at home, they can certainly access it through the Learning Center.
Thank you.
John.
Just one question. What is the data source? We don't have PM2.5 monitors at each one of those locations or NOx monitors at each one of those locations. What built the silo height?
So that's the district's permitting program, and as part of that process, we collect emission inventories for each of our facilities each year. So that's the mass emissions coming from that facility based on, you know,
what they reported.
Right, correct. So it'd be a combination of some emission factor that was established.
But we didn't actually have a meter there saying that the PM2.5
was that. But it could, those emissions could be based on, you know, monitoring from, you know, say there was a stack, depending on the type of unit, combined with, you know, how much fuel or throughput was utilized, used at that site. Or it could have been a source test, you know, to determine that emission factor, but it's coupled with, you know, again, the fuel use or some sort of process rate.
Just so I'm clear, though, I mean, most of those data points are based on a calculation of what?
It's a calculation.
Okay.
Yeah. But a piece of that calculation may be, you know, monitoring or sampling or test data. Yeah.
Mi pregunta es si vamos a tener datos concretos antes de que se termine esto. Porque todas estas juntas han sido nomás probablemente, casi sí, sin una numeración estable de este tiempo. Porque esto se va a terminar y nos vamos a quedar como al principio.
Yeah, so as far as factual data, this is the most factual data that we have now. Like one of the commenters said, we'll take a look at, you know, adding more information or breaking down some of the categories to put a little more detail. But all this information here is the latest and greatest information that we had. Of course, as new information comes in, we update it. Like, for example, this is the stationary source emissions inventory, is the 2017 emissions inventory. We're almost done compiling the 2018 emissions inventory data, and we'll make that available as soon as we have it, which should be sometime towards the end of next month.
Porque si se van a ir ellos y nos vamos a quedar en el limbo, a mí. Se va a acabar esto y nos vamos a quedar en el limbo. No, no. Todos nosotros del comité queremos ya las cosas escritas, ya puestas. No estar con juntas. Porque no estamos en una situación de decir, esto es lo que se va a hacer. Esto es lo que queremos, porque nomás nos dan numeraciones sin ninguna concreto, sin ninguna cosa concreta. Nos han dado de Fresno, nos han dado de otras partes, pero aquí es donde nos interesa. Y sí, por favor. Queremos que ya se nos dé, que no nos traigan nomás así, que nos digan ya, por favor.
Yeah, it's a good comment, good question. This information here is meant to supplement, this whole process. It doesn't have all the answers, but it's factual information. It's the emissions inventory that we have. We meant to put it on a visual display so you could see the locations of those things. And this way it may, trigger, new questions or you may see something that's wrong that you can let us know about that may affect, the development of the emission reduction plan. So it's meant to be a piece of the puzzle and provide information.
Hang on, Brian.
Only because I didn't. Is this working right? Okay. Only because I didn't quite see it, but is there also readings for PM10 on there also? I know it's not as much as a fine particulate as PM2.5, but I didn't know if I didn't see if there was any readings on there. Is there?
We didn't put PM10 on this display. We put PM2.5 as the main pollutant of interest.
And do you know if it's still possible to put that on there just in case?
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. We can take that down as a comment to see if we want to add that. Yeah, the interest has been for PM2.5, but
yeah,
I understand.
I just thought there's also some people who might be interested to know about that as well.
Anything else from the committee? Okay, thanks, Brian. Appreciate the update.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to get into the heart of tonight's meeting. I also want to qualify to the public, you have half the puzzle. And you all in the back, if you haven't gotten them, there are scoring sheets. And the committee members received a document this afternoon. The larger document will be uploaded within the next 24 to 48 hours, so just bear with us. There's going to be an exercise that the committee members will go through. The public is invited to participate in that as well. So let me introduce two Jessicas. We've got a senior air specialist and a programs person, and they're going to kind of do a deep dive on the emissions reduction program and walk through this exercise with the committee members in terms of the scoring sheets that you have. Going to look at priorities. We need a lot of input because, again, the committee is giving direction on where you as a community need to go in terms of your emissions reductions program. So, Jessica, you're on.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. And thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. We've got a really great public turnout, and we appreciate the community's involvement and all the time you are all taking to be here. At our last meeting, we introduced a preliminary list of emission reduction strategy concepts. Tonight, we're continuing to focus on developing the emission reduction and exposure reduction strategies for the Shafter SERP. At the last meeting, we did present that initial list of emission reduction strategy concepts, and we went through a World Cafe conversation style question and answer, where we provided an opportunity to talk a little bit more with district and CARB, DPR staff, to get some more information about what those strategy concepts might look like when they're applied to Shafter, and in addition to what's actually like already being done. So to further kind of assist the committee with understanding what's already being done in Shafter, we put together these write-ups about existing control of air pollution sources of concern. So this goes through the sources of concern that we've heard from the committee and does kind of a high-level overview of existing incentive programs, existing regulatory programs, and other policies that might be impacting sources of concern to Shafter community members. So we're hoping that armed with this information, armed with the last several meetings where we've kind of covered how sources of concern are already regulated, and then with the discussions we had last meeting about what those emission reduction strategy concepts might look like in Shafter, that we can have a discussion tonight about a prioritization of those strategy concepts, as well as suggestions from the committee, from all committee members, about what further ideas you might have to implement in Shafter. So tonight is really all about hearing from the committee. Jessica Olson is our program manager for modeling, monitoring, and analysis, and she's going to be here to help facilitate our prioritization and the discussion tonight. So I'll turn it over to Jess.
Thanks, Jess. And I did just get confirmation for those in the public that we have uploaded this to the website. So I'm sorry, it's a lot of paper and a lot to print out, but we wanted you to know that because as we go through this exercise, hopefully, if there are questions, there is a table of contents for this. If you can pull it up on your phone using the Wi-Fi, you can help participate in this as well with the same amount of information that the committee has. So as Jess mentioned, I'm Jessica Olson, and we're really excited to kind of do a deep dive into some of those strategies we talked about last time. And the way we envision this going is you'll see just below this larger packet, and for those in the public, we printed out as many of these as we thought we needed. I think we're a little bit short on them as well. These also will be posted online, but please, as we go through this, you can work with each other, work together, and then submit any comments or questions after you take a look online. But this other packet is our criteria prioritization exercise. And this first document here is really the key to the rest of the document. So I know a lot of you have been kind of paging or thumbing through them already. This first document is sort of the way that we're going to follow through and look at the way that the district has sort of characterized some of the strategies that we're going to talk about or that we've already talked about. And so I'll go through this in detail in a second, but just a high-level overview is that it's sort of, if any of you are familiar with Consumer Reports, it's like a Consumer Reports-style, quick, qualitative look at the strategies. So a big blue bubble for whatever category we're talking about across the top that I'll discuss in a second means it's the best-ish, you know, related in that category for that criteria. A half-filled circle means that it's okay or not quite the highest, but not the lowest. And then an empty circle just sort of means it's the lowest for that particular criteria. And the criteria that we're talking about for all these different strategies is across the top here. So that would be PM2.5 emissions or exposure reduction. So that means we're either reducing emissions that are being emitted from a particular source, or we're reducing people's exposure to PM2.5 from that particular source. Same thing with the next one over is toxic air contaminants, emissions, or exposure reductions. And again, as you go across the bottom, the most filled in circle would mean the most emissions or exposure reductions. The least filled in circle would mean it's just the least amount, or maybe there's not many at all coming from that particular strategy. Keep going on, cost-effective emissions or exposure reductions. This is really to indicate how much money might be spent per emissions reduction. So if it's really, really expensive to implement and you're not getting many emissions reductions or exposure reductions, it's just going to score lowest in that category. If it is free, well, nothing's free, but it's really cheap or it doesn't cost us much money, it's a pretty easy thing to implement monetarily, and we're getting a lot of emissions reductions, it's probably going to score highest in that category. Feasibility of implementation. This is just how many barriers to implementation. Is it something that maybe is going to take a couple years before we see anything happen or we see any actual benefit from it? Is it something that maybe isn't in our jurisdiction and not even really in a close partner jurisdiction? It's kind of something, maybe a partner we haven't quite worked with yet, so it's going to take a little bit more time. Just to let you know, the highest in this category just means it's probably something we're very, very familiar with doing, or CARB is very familiar with doing. The lowest just means there are more barriers. It doesn't mean it's impossible, but we will certainly need to take a look at feasibility of those types of things. And then finally, scale of impact to community. Something that scores high in this category, again, the high being that filled in circle, would be something that maybe doing it would impact probably everyone or most people throughout the community. Maybe it's a very widespread effect. Something that I just want to indicate, or it could be something, maybe it's one source, but it's nearby a school or a sensitive receptor. So we certainly want to make sure that that's indicated as certainly a big scale of impact to a particular source or sensitive receptor rather. Whereas low would just mean maybe it's one particular source that's nowhere near sensitive receptors and it's only one source throughout the whole community. So again, this all being just relative to other strategies, it just scores lowest on scale. Again, not meaning that it doesn't help people, but just compared to the other strategies on here, it's not as impactful. Does that make sense so far? All right. So what we've done is you guys have given us so much information on your top sources of concern. So we focused these scoring sheets that are the remainder of that packet into six categories that are the main focus of concern. And this isn't to say that the rest of the categories that we've discussed or that were in the packet from last week aren't something we're talking about, but we wanted to focus our time. We only have so much time during this meeting to give you guys a chance to look at each of these. So the first one, for example, is agricultural emissions. These are some of the types of, or the measures that we discussed last time, and some additional ones, maybe they're tweaked a little bit based on some feedback, where we score them based on those criteria that we talked about. And so the goal today, for the public and for the committee members, but specifically targeted at getting committee member feedback on this very last one, is empty. And this is where we want you to choose your top priorities. We can, we really just want you to kind of X marks the spot of the top ones that you like, but you can certainly take it upon yourself to give us more feedback and information. We will be collecting these from you, which is why we've posted them online so you can take a look at them again later as well. So we have, like I said, six packets here to go through. And we have, what we want to do is give an hour to do this. About 10 minutes per packet is sort of the idea at these group tables. And again, inviting the public to sit here or work together, where everyone using sort of this strategy handbook, if you will, of other things that are already being done, giving you as much information as possible on these categories, go through and start to give us your analysis of these. You've asked a lot of questions last time. There's still a lot of those same people that are here today, so you can still ask us those questions. And we're hoping that within 10 minutes, you have enough discussion at your group to at least indicate your top priorities. Now, if you don't pick it or you want to pick everything, that's okay. That doesn't mean if you don't pick it, it's not something that we'll consider. We are just really interested in knowing your top priorities, if that makes sense. We also, the reason we're only doing this for an hour, but we have an hour and a half left, is we want to give you guys a full amount of time during these discussions to talk about additional things. So a lot of the SERP document that was presented by committee members last time, we would like that to be part of this discussion. So please, during the agricultural emissions, discuss among your table additional agricultural category things that are strategies, rather, that can be a part of the SERP. And then at the end of the full hour, after we've done it for ag emissions, for exposure reductions, for heavy duty, we want to hear those additional ideas and actually have them written down on some of the worksheets that we have. So if they're in addition to the SERP that was presented or discussed last time, that's okay. Please continue to discuss that. We didn't really have a full committee discussion on that last time, and this is really that opportunity to do so again. But also anything that's outside of that, we want to hear back from the committee on that. I have a question.
Yes. So as far as I understand, none of what was in the SERP that was submitted by committee members is reflected in the packets that we'll...
Not verbatim, but definitely not. There are a lot of the same. They're just general, and they're not verbatim, mm-hmm. word for word, the way they're written in there. But, for example, there are indications of replacing wood-burning stoves only with natural gas or electric pumps, which is a new thing, and that's actually a new addition to our wood-burning strategy as of last week, but something that we can focus outreach, reductions, incentives on here in Shafter. There's a couple in the stationary source. I can't think off the top of my head right now, but we can go through actually and indicate which ones are definitely, and we took a look and kind of cross-checked which ones, not all of them. We're certainly open to having that be part of the group discussion.
Yeah,
today.
I think that's kind of part of the frustration of the committee members as far as feeling like they're not being heard is, you know, we turned this in before it was supposed to. We got pushed back because of different style in the last meeting. And now it seems like we're pushing this to the end as well. And this is something of very high importance to the committee. And I think it would have been very useful for us to understand how feasible our own plans would have been had they been put through the same process. So I kind of think that, you know, the committee members and the people specifically from the community here, you know, deserve the respect to have their stuff listened to. And I think that's part of why they're a little frustrated, right?
I understand. No, and I certainly don't see why we can't at some point moving forward do apply maybe a similar criteria, and I certainly respect and totally understand that. So this would be a good opportunity for all of us to have that discussion as a committee, and maybe even I think we can be open to kind of taking a look at our criteria right now, and maybe that can be part of the group discussion. Is you guys know that SERP, a lot of you were helped put that SERP sort of proposal together. So maybe kind of let us know what you think based on some of these criteria, how you sort of would rack and stack it against all of these other strategies. And that can be some of the feedback that we get from you. It could be more structured in that regard as well. But then again, certainly taking your comment and going back to the district and hopefully doing something similar as well.
I think a majority of the committee worked on it, more than, you know, 10 people within the committee, but not everyone in the committee knows exactly what's inside the SERP.
Certainly.
So it would have been good for not only the district to understand us, but for the entire committee to be on the same page.
Right, right. Yeah. No, exactly. That makes sense. And so maybe that can be part of this discussion too, is maybe those that weren't on that group getting together at the same tables and having that discussion. And then again, I agree, we can do what we can on the district side to kind of present some similar information. A great point to, you know, those who were not involved in that and aren't quite as familiar with those strategies. Thank you. All right. So if we can,
So for the search plan that was sent out from the committee, I think the district dismissed it because it came from one person, and we want to make it very clear that it's a joint effort, and we want to give it all to the district, each and one of them that has been working on them, and make it on record that you guys are receiving this, and to acknowledge these plans that are the community-based are working on and what they want to see. So I don't know whoever wants to pick them up, make it official that...
Seriously. Yes. And we certainly... I want to... we're not ignoring it, and I do recognize that it feels that way, so I do apologize just in terms of the way that we're presenting it. So thank you very much. If I'm glad we're collecting them, but if you guys want to have them back for part of this exercise, for those that are were not a part of that development, just raise your hand and we'll definitely pass these back out. Okay, great. So if you want a copy, certainly welcome to grab a copy as we go through this exercise.
So hang on, Jessica. So does any of the other committee members need this document? You all have it?
I have.
You have, so.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, you got it.
Great.
Public, raise your hand if you want. Here, just give me a handful.
Other copies available too, so we can.
All right, so I think while he's passing that out, if we can, thank you very much for your patience. And again, the idea is to add some more of those ideas that aren't on here, but certainly we do want your feedback on the ideas that are on here. And if there's something that's on here that is similar to your SERP document, you can make that note on here. You are passing that out to us. So honestly, cross out, add additions, make some comments on some of these. That's kind of your chance to do that. And maybe, again, you can kind of start to see how some of them are close. Again, not verbatim, but maybe that can be the where we sort of come together and sort of meld these ideas together. So we'd like to start off, if we can, with 10 minutes starting. And this will kind of be like the World Cafe. We want to give you 10 minutes to start on the first packet, and we'll tell you every 10 minutes when it's time to move to the next. But work with your team and whatever works for you. And we'll certainly be around to answer questions on how we did the scoring and anything else you might need to know about strategy development. All right. Okay. Yes, John.
I don't know that there's an answer to this, but I'd like to be, you know, working within the group that may not speak English, and I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know how to arrange that, but.
Yeah, we actually have more than one translator with us today. So we can have, Christina Padilla is actually new to our team. And we can have, if you'd like to move, or whoever would like to move to the table, Christina can be part of that translation. And we also have our other translator as well. So I certainly appreciate that. And we can definitely work to accommodate that. All right, so in 10 minutes, we'll move on to the next one. But if we want to start on ag emissions, that packet, work through that, try to choose your top priorities, and we'll move on. At the end of the exercise, we would like everyone to have a chance from their group or individually to talk about their additional comments, additional ideas. Thanks. All right, it looks like we're wrapping up a bit. Like I said, we're not collecting these until 7:30, so as we discuss, you guys can still have more time to fill out, if that's okay. So what we'd like to do is for each table, and then we'll open it up to public comment at the very, very end, so you'll have your opportunity as well. But for each table in the committee, if one representative from your table can talk about your top priorities, like I mentioned, they can be top priorities from the list, from your SERP, from additional sources that are outside the list and the SERP. But I'd like to maybe give each table a maximum of 5 minutes to do so. So really honing in on those top priorities, giving us an actual written feedback as well. So the district will have that. But this is your chance to have that discussion and have that out in the open to other people who weren't at your table. So I can start with this table. Bianca, do you want to? You don't care. Well, when it comes to this table, you guys can decide if you want. Who you want to represent that table. And so I'll start with this group table, if you guys want to give us sort of a rundown of maybe the top things you talked about.
We did turn in our sheets, so we don't have them to refer to. But in general, we looked, to me anyway, I think the feasibility is pretty high. So if something's not feasible, it's crazy expensive, or it puts people out of business, we generally shied away from those. Other ones where they had a high impact and were fairly easy to implement, or they're an expansion of something that's already in progress, then we scored those higher.
Did you guys have any SERP ideas that weren't on this list that you guys discussed or came up with?
We kind of looked at the roads that the trucks travel on and the dust they create. Could they put down some type of road mix or gravel on a main dirt road that they use a lot? it doesn't have to be every road. It's just the main roads that the trucks are usually on during harvesting or whatever. It would probably help out a little. And to water it down, it would pack it down.
Main dirt roads that the trucks travel on.
Because that's what they're usually on them. They're coming out of the fields.
All right, that's that for that. Thank you very much. All right, so this table, do you want one person to... You're being nominated, so... All right.
We did not choose any of the tribe priorities because we don't see anything like that really would grab our attention. But there's some of them that are... that need some help to make it our top priority. Mm-hmm. And... for the most of them, you guys are already doing it. So why should we prioritize if you guys are already doing the incentives and all of the incentive programs? Do you just want more funding, or what's your purpose of doing that?
No, that's a great question. A lot of the incentives ones, it kind of depends on which of the categories we're talking about. A lot of them are recognizing that a lot of people in Shafter haven't taken advantage of these types of incentives. So it's really focusing the outreach, perhaps the access to those incentives. Maybe if they're incentives dollars that run out quickly, is there a mechanism or a way within the SERP to focus incentives dollars just on Shafter with that additional outreach, taking into account maybe the number of people compared to other cities that take advantage of Tune In, Tune Up is maybe one example, that sort of thing. For some of them, it is additional different incentives dollars that aren't something that we already do. So it just depends. So that's a good question and certainly something we should get more details on, and we'll give more details in the next kind of as we move forward and flesh these out, which of these are ones that we are already doing and if it's just additional outreach, and which ones are new ones, and how is that going to specifically target Shafter? There's more funding, yes, for this program, for AB 617. Correct.
More incentive money.
Available overall, right, than before we had this program. Okay. His question was just indicating that there is more funding now that we have this program, so that is part of, yes, these. And so we really, a lot of this, too, is we have this funding for incentives programs, so we want to get your feedback on how to spend this money on these incentives programs.
I think you have to redo this again for us to pick any of them.
Okay. And a lot of what, and I think you're doing it too, which is good, a lot of that feedback on those specific ones, that how you want those to be changed, I think a lot of you are writing that in those sources and how they could be changed for you to want to pick them. Is that what I'm getting from a lot of the writing? That
well, for most of them, you guys, it's like rephrasing it again, like you're already doing it. So you just want more money for it, or, but... what we really wanted to see from our SERPs plan is not here. There's backbone on it in here, but not completely in detail.
Not fully fleshed out.
Yes.
Yeah. So certainly. And I think a lot of that feedback that we're getting today, so hopefully some of that is written down, in addition to that SERP document that we did receive the last time and ahead of the last meeting, will be part of how we flesh it out going forward. So I appreciate it, and that is good feedback.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, from this table, do we have one person? Thank you.
I'll speak for myself, but I think we have some agreement here as well. And it's the same what Bianca said, that a lot of these items are already in place, so you're just saying enhanced incentives. That's sort of a meaningless term to me. Because there's no dollar amount there that you're talking about that would be spent specifically in Shafter. So I can't prioritize something like that with that vague language because it can go in any direction. Some of these things, the wording is just 90% good, but the 10% that's bad makes it worthless. Like you talk about perhaps we can have enhanced notification for pesticides as feasible. Well, we asked for advanced notification for four specific pesticides. That's our request. Not as feasible. We're either going to do it or we're not going to do it. But, you know, that's what we want. So to put as feasible here just says that's not a priority. Because that means you can say, oh, we really can't do it, so we're not going to do it. Right. We know you can do it. It's just willpower among a different, lot of different agencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From and DPR to the local ag commissioner in the city. Mm-hmm. They all have to want it.
Right.
So feasibility doesn't come into that. And you talk about replacing pumps that are diesel but not natural gas. I don't understand that. We have to reduce all combustion to clean up our air, and natural gas internal combustion engines need to be replaced with electricity. I don't want to waste money jumping from diesel to natural gas to electricity. We go from diesel to electricity. Natural gas is not a bridge to anywhere except a cliff of climate change and more pollution. We're not going to have incentives for the oil companies to replace internal combustion engines with electric motors. We want that done by regulation or voluntary action, but there's no way I would ever give 1 cent to an oil company to clean up their act. They just have to do it. And ultimately, we stop using their products anyway. Some of these, you know, you got to reword them, but I suggest too, like Bianca did, that you take the 20 or so items that we already submitted. The wording there is basically what we want. Some of them are also a little bit vague and need some details put into them, but at least there's nothing wrong with them as they stand. But there's something wrong with every one of these that I can tell. There was nothing I could fully agree with on this list.
Como dijo Tom, personalmente, personalmente, incluyendo mis compañeras y yo, estuvimos yendo a muchas juntas, hasta Sacramento, Oakland, y nos calificaron como ciudad de Shafter para ayudar aquí. Hasta ahorita no sabemos nada de lo que nos toca a nosotros para nuestra comunidad. Vemos de rancheros, vemos de aceite, vemos de cosas que en realidad la comunidad de nosotros, lo que nos afecta son los usos que están haciendo con el petróleo. Y los pesticidas, más claro no puede ser. Esto es como yo me siento como que me mandan a la escuela para aprender. Pero ya sabemos lo que queremos. Aquí no viene que te puedes ayudar como comunidad más pobre. Como dice Tom, yo no le diera al petróleo nada, porque ellos son los que más nos contaminan. Y en realidad se me hace que gastamos el tiempo por nada. Yo sé que ustedes se esfuerzan, pero sí me gustaría, nos gustaría, que nos pidan nuestra opinión de qué es lo que queremos. No de lo que ustedes ponen, que es importante también. Pero a nosotros nos preocupa la comunidad. Eso sí, gusta que se preocupen por nosotros. Porque a nosotros se nos mueren las personas. A nosotros se nos enferman las personas. El petróleo y lo demás no le importa. Por favor, eso sí nos gustaría que nos tomaran en cuenta en nuestras prioridades. Gracias.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And honestly, I certainly understand that it seems like we're going through this process to educate, and I respect that it does feel a little bit like school, but a lot of you are very well versed in a lot of the sources, and not everyone is very familiar with a lot of the different regulatory incentives, enforcement actions, all of the things that are listed here. So we do kind of, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand that we do want to make sure that we educate as much as possible, and make sure that people can inform their own decision making with all of this information. So thank you guys for your patience in going through this process. And I know that these need to be more detailed. And so getting this feedback is the best, you know, detail that we can get, including, as mentioned, the SERP document that the district really is going through already, has been part of, as you guys mentioned, you recognize that it's not verbatim, but there are elements within our document. But we do understand that it needs to be, you know, we need to take into account all of the specifics that you went through. So thank you for that. And please, I know that some of you are making a point that you can't necessarily prioritize the way that they're written, but if you can provide feedback on them, even if you aren't choosing top priorities, that would still help us a lot. So if you can do that as your groups, or some of you have already written them down, pass that into us, and that still gives us feedback, even if you aren't choosing priorities based on the way that they're written. So thank you. All right, one question from John.
Actually, it's probably more, it's a comment and a question. This committee doesn't have the authority to pass new rules on oil companies or agriculture. And I think it should be, you know, very clear to everyone in the committee that that's not something that can happen here. That so that we can get to a program that actually is meaningful and will work, it is something that is mostly incentive-based. I mean, there are a few other things that can happen and probably some things that we haven't thought of yet. But they have to sort of be built around this idea that you're going to provide an incentive for someone to do something in the Shafter area that is going to make it better. And so I think, you know, I'm not sure that we've made that completely clear. You know, I think some folks feel as though, you know, the oil companies are bad, or agriculture is bad, or any big business is bad, and that there's a rule that can be passed that will change that. This committee isn't in a position to do that. Is that?
Check. Thanks. Firstly, the committee is here to recommend things to the district. So the district does have jurisdiction over certain things. And so kind of what those recommendations to us can be sort of a slew of options. CARB has mentioned before, and Scott did a presentation a couple months ago that mentioned sort of different buckets of types of strategies that can be incorporated in the SERP. But to kind of my point earlier, a lot of funding is attached to this for incentives dollars, because that is what is believed to be the quickest way to get all of these emissions reductions. It takes a long time to adopt certain rules and regulations. And that's kind of why we wanted to lay out some of the rules and regulations we do have, because it's also recognized that perhaps not everyone's aware of what controls are already being placed on some of these categories. But we also are trying our best to get recommendations on how to spend that money. And so that's really a lot of the driving force, where we want to monitor. That was a lot of the feedback we got, where how we want to spend that money, all of these metrics and specifics on these categories. Some of them are working with other agencies for pesticide application or land use application, that sort of thing. So a lot of that is feedback for us and for things that are in our jurisdiction, specifically really for those incentives dollars that we want to spend, but we want your feedback on where to spend. That's a lot of the driving force behind that.
I appreciate that. But also incentives that just, you know, really do benefit the families that are here in this community. So there's a good number of them that the committee had recommended that really were specific to things that would be very helpful for families that need it in this.
Yeah.
In this. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Sí, porque lo que queremos es mejorar el pueblo lo más que se pueda, porque Shafter fue uno de los escogidos para ese dinero, y por eso queremos que se mejore aquí la ciudad todo lo que puedan. Por favor. Gracias.
Thank you. And in order to do that, we so appreciate your feedback. I'm going to pass it. I think Jess might have a little bit of sort of next steps for the SERP. And then we'll sort of wrap up and hopefully have time for some public comments. Again, all of this is posted online. So for those of you in the public, when we ran out, it is posted. For those of you on the committee and those in the public who participated and want to write their name and maybe indicate that you're a public member, you can pass us your sheets. Whether or not you prioritized, if you have notes on there you want us to see, that's the quickest way for us to get them. We took a lot of diligent notes and we went around and talked to you, but it's really easy for us to take a look and say, measure number, whatever. They really feel like it needs to have, you know, this component to it, that sort of thing. So we'd appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you, and I'll pass it on to Jess.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody, for the discussion tonight. I'm so sorry for anyone that feels frustrated. We're going to be working on moving forward and making sure your ideas are reflected going forward. So July 8th is going to be kind of an update about what we, the information you submitted tonight. We'll hopefully hear a little bit from our state strategies and how that's going to impact Shafter. And then moving on into later July, we'll be working on continuing to further refine these strategies and see, you know, we have really general kind of big categories talked about in the strategy concepts tonight. We're going to be working to refine those and see how they may actually be applied to the city and community of Shafter going forward. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jimmy to wrap up, but I wanted to say thank you again for everyone for being here and for your thoughts and comments.
Thank you, Jessica. With that, is there anything from the public? If you could, Cody. Thank you. If you could just stand up and state your name, and thank you.
Thank you. Actually, my name is Lupe Martinez. I have quite a few things in my mind as I hear and observe this meeting tonight. The last meeting, it was mentioned that there would be perhaps some consideration on the 20 items that the committee took their time to put together to bring this plan. And from what I had heard back then was we need to hurry up because these things were up against a deadline. And what I see today is none of those were included in any of the priorities. And that's really why our communities have always had a problem with the authority, because they tell us something and something else happens. For whatever the reasons, and I'm sure that they're not good to me or to the committee, but there were reasons why not to even consider or include them, or at least to respect the committee. Not me, because I wasn't there with them all the time, but at least to respect the committee to say, this one went in here, or this one is related to this one, or somehow, or where they're at. Nothing about it. It was really brushed under the rug tonight. And that's sad, because the committee believes that somewhere along the line, the agencies are going to use their wisdom, their interest, and their time into it. One of the things that I heard right now was, well, you're not well-versed. That's true. But I know what I need. I need to breathe clean air. I need to be sure that I'm not sprayed on. And there's all kinds of stuff. I don't need to be well-versed to know what it is, what I'm looking for. So shame on you for saying that we're not well-versed. You're right. I don't have an education. I was a farm worker. I don't have even a high school diploma. But by God, I've learned over the years. So please, careful next time. Also, at the same time, you know, we talk about the incentives. And it seems like it's always the incentives to those who do the pollution and the contamination. So where does the incentives come in to the communities, to the colonias, to the communities in itself? If you looked at the 20 items, there were things there that could have and can impact those communities with some of those things that were there. But you didn't have the time or the courtesy to respect the committee. I've got a whole list of it, but I'm going to stop there.
Thank you, Lupe.
Hi, my name is Paulina Torres. I'm an attorney with the Center on Race, Poverty, and Environment. My comment is towards this packet that you, the district sent out or distributed in regards to pesticide application control and monitoring. It says the Valley Air District is prohibited by state law from regulating pesticides. And so I just want to be clear in the document that was submitted by the Community Steering Committee that they're asking for regulation of toxic air contaminants in the ambient air that originate as pesticides. And so we're not asking for regulation of all pesticides in the Community Emission Reduction Plan. There's four specific pesticides, 1,3-D, chloropicrin, macazeb, and chlorpyrifos. And so I just want to address that comment. And I know you said DPR is coming for the monitoring next month, but I you know, pesticides has been a consistent topic, and I think there's unanimity or there's near unanimity that the steering committee wants to include it in the community emission reduction plans. Someone from the district told an ARB board member to, you know, in response to a question in Sacramento that it would, that if the community wanted it, pesticides will be included in the community emissions reduction plans. And so now we're at that crossing point and just really look forward to seeing that happen. Thank you.
Is there someone here from DPR tonight? No? Okay. Anyone else from the general public? Okay. Any last thoughts from the committee tonight? Following up? No? Okay. Jessica?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. If you could just give both Jessica's your scoring sheets. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go, okay. Hang on.
Mi comentario es que no nos hagan como todas las políticas de los Estados Unidos, de que nos hacen hablar, nos hacen venir a juntas, nos piden nuestras opiniones, y a las finales hacen sus propias decisiones. Lo que ustedes, lo que más les conviene es lo que se hace. Pero, por favor, no lo hagan esta vez. Porque aquí va gente que se está muriendo. Hay niños que están haciendo mal, defectuosos. Hay niños chicos con cáncer. Y no podemos pensar que, aunque los que tienen dinero viven lejos, algún día les va a tocar lo mismo. Y van a sufrir lo que nosotros sentimos de perder nuestros seres queridos. Hay que tener, en lugar de dinero, sentimientos y lógica. Gracias.
Okay. Thank you. Good night, everyone.